And you're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This Friday is the annual Blue Christmas Concert with Ivis John. In studio to talk about that is Kathy Renfro, the executive director of the Carbondale Park District. As we talk about this annual event, it benefits the Splash Park, am I right?
That's absolutely right, and I'm really happy to tell you that the Ivis John Band's with us for, this is their seventh annual Blue Christmas, and they have been with us since before the Splash Park even opened, so we're enormously appreciative of their fortitude and their desire to continue to help the Park District and specifically the Super Splash Park.
Before we get too much further, it's Saturday, December 16th at 7 o'clock at the Varsity Center in Carbondale. The doors will open at 6 o'clock, and you can get tickets by calling the Park District, calling your office, correct?
That's right, at 549-4222 or at Plaza Records here in Carbondale, and Joe's Records up in Marion's helping us out too.
How important is it to keep people thinking about the Super Splash Park, which is, it's really a summertime activity, but this is a holiday event?
And it really is a year-round effort to keep that kind of facility open and functioning. And we have a lot of dreams for it. We're still chasing around a few dollars to pay the Park District back, the Aquatics Fund, into the general fund. So it's really important. And our staff is already being solicited to return. We'll be doing a lot of lifeguard training. So right after the first of the year, we'll be already soliciting staff and gearing up. And I've missed the pool, really, since it closed. But opportunities to still get outdoors during the winter. And as the recreation professionals in the community, we know that music also can provide that kind of rejuvenation that's so important to each and every one of us. Just take a minute. Maybe find a friend, get some tickets, come to the concert. For me, around the holidays, I kind of think of treats and maybe gifts. And the gift of music is such a great thing to share with a neighbor. And maybe get brave. Maybe invite somebody you've never, gone out socially with before. Maybe a colleague or your next-door neighbor. It's an easy way to spend an evening together, and you'll have that shared memory forever.
And we should let people know as well that Ivis John Band is the headliner for this event, but you can also see the Jenny Johnson Band, the Swamp Tigers, the Gordons, Robbie Stokes, the Free Range Chicks. There's a big lineup here.
There is, and it's been kind of a historic show now, again, in our seventh year. Big Larry had been with us the first 6 years, so I know the musicians will do a tribute to him. He'll certainly be missed, but super excited to have some new musicians and some new talent. Many of the musicians are products of the SIU School of Music, so they're glad to share this talent that they have with the community and bring their, hopefully their professors and some of their fellow students into that theater on Saturday night also.
Certainly this is a way for people to get a little more familiar with some of the programs and activities through the Carbondale Park District. What are you hoping that they can learn from that in addition to having a good time this Saturday night?
Well, again, Jennifer, just the value of recreation. Sometimes I think we undervalue how important it is for our not only our physical health. You know, when we think of recreation, we often think of sports or going to a workout or, again, lap swimming at the Super Splash Park. But recreation's really an opportunity to relax, rejuvenate your mind also. So that social and emotional health that comes from engaging in these kind of activities.
Sure. And you can get more information about the Park District by going to cpkd.org. You can get more information as well at our website, wsiunews.org. Later in the day, we'll have this interview and other information available. Kathy, when you talk about the combination, when you talk about recreation, the combination of music and activity, this time of year when it gets dark earlier, there are people affected by seasonal affective disorder, those sorts of things. This helps kind of keep those good emotions going?
Absolutely. And we know also, as we kind of branch out and study why physiologically we're having these responses, but our brain likes new things. We kind of know learning's hard, certainly thinking about all the students coming into the end of this semester, but we're rewarded with good feelings and good responses from our brains and our bodies if we do take a chance to listen to new things and learn new music. I do want to mention, too, that I do think this is the Swamp Tigers' very last public appearance, so come on out and thank Andrew Staff and his talented group. And the Varsity Theater, too. I mean, this is the first time I'll have the pleasure of being in that 500-seat theater. And come in and appreciate all the renovation that's been done in that historic building.
Sure. And again, it's coming up this Saturday evening, December 16th. It's the Ivis John 7th Annual Blue Christmas. The guests include the Ivis John Band, Jenny Johnson Band, the Swamp Tigers, the Gordons, Robbie Stokes, and more. You can get more information on tickets and other information by calling the Carbondale Park District, or you can email Kathy Renfro. You can find that information on the Park District website. Am I right?
Yeah, happy to help out. We should have tickets at the door. Come early, bring your friends. There'll be some light refreshments served before the show. Another way to help out the Varsity Theater, too.
All right, Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me.